President Biden promises to attack inflation. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, delivering his State of the Union message to a joint session of Congress.
The president maintained the way to ease economic pressures at home is to build more at home and not rely on supply chains abroad. The jobs and innovation that result, he says, will bring down inflation. He says economists refer to it as
increasing the productive capacity of our economy. I call it building a better America.
He says lowering costs for American families will become his top priority, and he hopes to bring down the highest inflation America has seen in decades.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In the GOP response, Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds said the president is too isolated to understand the economic problems facing Americans.
The Biden administration believes inflation is a, quote, high-class problem. I can tell you, it's an everybody problem.
The speech, not without its gaffes. At one point, the president saluted the bravery of the Iranian people in the face of the Russian invasion. In Ukraine, the Russians' aerial assaults continue.
Vladimir Putin increasing his bombardments on urban areas, on residential areas, and he has warned, his defense ministry has warned, that that will continue today. And there is growing fear now that he's going to pull back and continue this crushing bombardment of built-up areas. They also rained down rockets yesterday on the second biggest city of Kharkiv, while Russia's defense ministry urged residents to flee today, saying it was going to strike unspecified areas within the city.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Ukraine. Oil prices climbing sharply Tuesday, up $5 a barrel to reach $109. Iran has apparently failed a second time to launch a satellite into space. Satellite images of the Khomeini spaceport show a rocket on the launch pad scorched and damaged. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
In response to the invasion of Ukraine, several large global corporations are ending their investments in Russia.
Going from being an exciting emerging market 30 years ago to virtually being uninvestable overnight, you have a growing long list of global companies pausing or pulling out of Russia. And yes, that includes a single largest foreign investor in the country, BP, that's walking away from that $25 billion investment in Russian energy giant Rosneft. You have other oil majors, including Shell, Norway's Equinor, Total, Exxon Mobile, all pulling out, and that essentially ends decades of investments that started in the 1990s for these oil giants. Meantime, you have major car companies halting sales. Ford just announcing that. GM's pausing on their 3,000 cars that they ship each and every year.
Susan Lee of the Fox Business Network reports Apple has also banned the sale of its products in Russia. Twitter will block Russian state media from its platforms, and Google is blocking their apps on the Play Store. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has vanquished several challengers in the state's Republican primary. He'll seek a third term in November, but faces a challenge from former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who's won the Democrats' primary. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton forced into a primary runoff against George P. Bush, the nephew of former President George W. Bush. Arizona's highest court says the family of a 9-year-old girl killed in a car crash can sue an automaker for what it didn't do.
The mother of Vivian Varela was driving when she was rear-ended by a Jeep on a Phoenix freeway 7 years ago, killing Vivian. The Arizona Supreme Court ruling her family can sue Fiat Chrysler because it did not install optional emergency braking devices and that it should be standard equipment. The family's lawyer claims the devices prevent most rear-end collisions. Fiat Chrysler saying they disagree with the ruling. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.